This is Temple Talks Malta, hosted by the Temple Magazine team. Welcome to episode 30. Temple talks to Michelin star chef, Damiano Negro, head chef of Palace Seracchio in Piedmonte.
Welcome back to Temple Talks Malta. This is episode 30, and this afternoon we have with us Michelin star chef Damiano Negro from Palace Seracchio in Piemonte. Good afternoon, Damiano.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay, and I'd like to thank you for dragging yourself out of the kitchen, as I know it must be very difficult to do so.
Busy.
Easy peasy. I'd like you to start by letting us know a little bit about where you come from in Italy and a little bit about the first few years of your life.
I come from the Puglia, exactly from Brindisi, which is in the middle of Puglia, south of Italy. I was born in a family where the tradition of the food and growing all the vegetable, all the animal, they make olive oil, wine, with the most of the things we prepare at home. So I was passing through. So my first step for the food, for the kitchen, was my mother, my grandmother, because every season of the year, when we have something come out, we have that on the table.
Yeah.
That's for me so very important to understand, the importance of the seasoning of the vegetable, the fruit, as well from the meat and the fish, because each month you have something. And that was my family to teach me at first.
So that's how you grew up, always with fresh food on your table, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
What the earth gave you and what the sea gave you at that time of year.
Oh, well, that's what it's given me. It's, the freshness. And what I always try to do for myself, for each country I'm going, each region, part of the world I'm going, I was always taste and smell. So that's important for me. And the freshness of a food. So that's the way, I learn how to put the ingredients together.
Very good. Now, I know you've never been to the Maltese Islands, correct?
Exactly, that's the first time.
This is your first time. And you are in Gozo, so
yes.
An even smaller island than Malta itself. And you've been here about 48 hours now?
Yes.
So can you tell us your first visit to Gozo? What sticks out the most? What is most inspiring for you in our little island?
The people.
The people, how nice.
Yes. The power and the, how do you say, very warm people, they make me feel like a home.
Welcome, yeah.
I will say thank you to all the Abrams family. They are very kind with me. And they take me all around the island to show me what the Gozo look like. And, I see many things like vegetable, herbs, the sea. What a beautiful sea you have here.
Yes.
The saline and many, many things. Well, but for the first impact for me is the people.
The people. So you are going to be inspired by the people then next time around. That's lovely to know. The people are very hospitable, and this is
exactly
actually what you do. It is hospitality, isn't it?
Exactly that.
Now, back in Italy, you are actually in the Piemonte region, correct?
Yes.
And you are in a restaurant called Palace Seracchio. You are heading the kitchen there?
Yes, Palace Seracchio is a small hotel as well. We have 9 rooms. I look after with my woman. We look after the restaurant. The property is Michele Chiarlo family, which is really another great and warm, very good family for us.
And the family is also in wines, I believe. Yes, it's a winery.
Yes, they product the wine producer.
Right. Now, the restaurant is quite new. It was opened very recently. Will you tell us a bit about
that?
We
opened it last year.
During the pandemic.
Yeah. Very nice time to open a restaurant. But we are pushing on. We believe soon we will finish and keep all we are. But anyway, we had nice work last year anyway, so we are happy like this. But yeah. The people would want to go out, they want to enjoy the food as well. Again, they want to stay together because I think what they most miss people is, you know, stay together. Yeah. I think what we really
socializing, need. Yes. Yes, yes, socializing and being with each other, I think, yeah.
Yes.
So
because,
in fact,
you know, for me, food is not just about it. For me, food is a culture. For me, food is stay with the people, enjoy a day, enjoy a new table, because from the south of Italy, where I come from, that's the first impact, you know, especially, you know, when you have a Sunday lunch, they will stay all together, big family. We have a big lunch. We enjoy the wine. We enjoy a friend and we enjoy all the family.
Yeah, it's well, the whole thing about food and getting together, it's about sharing, isn't it, as well? So
exactly, yes.
Sharing the food, sharing your day, sharing the memories. So,
yes.
So in fact, although a very challenging time, one would say that it's quite successful because people wanted it even more.
Yes. Yeah, the people, what the most people miss, I think, in that year was, you know, stay together.
Yeah.
Stay together and enjoy the friend, enjoy the family, enjoy the food, enjoy the wine.
Now, I know that before this challenge, you spent quite some time at another restaurant, Villa D'Amelia, where you actually gained your Michelin status, correct?
Exactly. I spent in Villa D'Amelia 14 years, and in 2010, I get my first Michelin star.
Now,
I take back with me in the Palace Cerecchio as well.
Yes, so you carry that with you because it is a personal Michelin star, correct, as a chef?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you've done any research on the Michelin restaurants locally, but the Michelin concept locally in Malta, in the Maltese Islands, is quite new. It's only been a few years here, so we've only had Michelin star restaurants for 3 years now. It's a third year going, just before the pandemic. I'd like to know from you what you think makes a Michelin chef. What are the makings of a Michelin chef?
I can tell you what I really like from my job, which bring me to have a Michelin star. I can't tell you what the Michelin star they think about it. I just can tell you what I think about my job.
Right.
You know, it's like when I came here, the first thing was the people. I told you already what I think about the food, stay together, enjoy the food. And as well, behind in the kitchen, every morning we are looking to, you know, to have the fresh ingredient for us, the fresh fish, the good meat, fresh vegetable. That's why we do. We're going to, in the countryside, to speak with the guys, which they grow the vegetable for us, the fruit and all the ingredients, and then we put together. Of course, we use a good technique because, you know, you need that part as well. So when you go around, when I was young, going there in the great Thai restaurant with the great chef, they teach me how to use, for example, in the correct way, the knife or the pan, how to roast properly a meat, or to respect the fish when you put in the pan, you know, all the temperature for the cooking the meat, or stuff like this. That's what bring me to, you know, to love most my job. And when I'm in love with my job, when I love what I'm doing, I can put that love in my plate and give that love to the client.
And that obviously shows through, and that probably is what they find in your plate probably gave that star status definitely to you, the passion that you put into your plates, yes?
Yes.
Now, you were invited to create this event this weekend in Gozo with Mr. Abraham Side of Vinie Capricci, along with his family. How long has this been in the makings? How long has the planning been going?
Well, I think we started planning this one when we met first. I think it was autumn, between September, yeah, when we meet. And at the first impact, you know, we have the same idea about food, you know, stay together, family, and enjoy the food. And they are really good, you know, warm family. So it inspired me to come because they invite me, they taste my food, they like it, they try to invite me. When I meet them, I spoke with them, I love them, and then I come here with my big pleasure.
Very tight-knit family they are as well, yes.
Yes,
oh, it reminded you a little bit of your upbringing.
Exactly, yes.
Yes. And obviously nostalgia plays a big part also in food because flavors do evoke certain emotions and memories, don't they?
I think yes. Yeah. Food, music, all the things I love makes me, you know, keep me on.
Now, the event this weekend, it's going to be Friday and Saturday. It's two nights. And I am privy to the information that there are only 80 guests in total. So it's quite a small event, 40 per night. I had a look at the menu, and it is very fish-based.
Yes.
Did you particularly think fish was correct because we are an island?
Well, I love fish, I love meat, I love, if you look, there is a mix as well between fish and meat. For me, fish is very important, meat is very important, vegetable is very important, spicy, and other ingredients. So, yes, we are on the island, it should be the fish, but it's not just like this, because we are in the countryside, but I have lots of fish as well on the menu.
Yes, no, I mean, the availability of ingredients now, I think, internationally is much easier than it was many years ago. One thing that strikes everybody on this menu is the dessert. The dessert also includes seafood. It includes sea urchins with a yogurt foam. Can you tell us about this?
Well, it's, you know, when I come from the south of Italy, we have a lot of ocean. And where I'm working is in Piemonte, in Alba. There is the most important good hazelnut, I think, in Italy or in the world, the hazelnut from Alta Langa. And, you know, I know that the ocean, and I taste a lot of hazelnut. At the end, it's just put together, the two ingredients, and this is working. You know, always I try to mix stuff from the south, from the north, from the middle. I try always to, you know, when you put something in the mouth, to enjoy it, and you feel something. It's not just about the heat, it's just a feeling. And that makes me feel happy, and I put on the menu.
So the emotions from this sweet were right. You definitely want your guests to try that.
Exactly. Anyway, Saturday, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, we'll see what happens.
Yes, the big test this Friday and Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. Now, I want to know from you, next time you're in Malta, because obviously we'll love for you to come back. What do you think you would do differently?
Well, because I've been around here and have a look, this island is full of fantastic ingredients. My first thing is it would be to ask the Abraham family to come here 1 month before and spend here 3-4 days, and we can decide here together the menu. Because it's very important, you know, to come on the local see the ingredients, the season, they have the ingredients. You can as well try some plate here, and then you can write down the menu. Because if you come to this time, I write down the menu, but when I come here, I say, well, I have to do the menu here. And I have to do the menu here because it's very important. You know, you come here and you look around you what you got. And then you can write the menu. Because if you think the menu in Piemonte and then you go to Gaza, I think it doesn't work.
Quite different. Yes.
Yes. I'd accept if you want to give the, you know, to make the people, if I prepare the menu there with the ingredient and the langa plate and I come here, take all the ingredients here, well, it's different stuff. But if you want to come here and do the menu with the local ingredient, it's important to come here and then you can decide what to put on the menu.
Have you had the pleasure of meeting Abram's mother-in-law, Michelle's mother?
Yes, I did. Very, 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 very nice woman, yes.
Have you tasted any of her very good food?
Not yet.
Not yet. But I like that. I think she has become quite a famous woman for her pies and for her cheeselets, which is a specialty in Gozo. So
I will ask for that.
Yes. Well, Damiano, it was a pleasure speaking to you this afternoon.
Thank you.
I am looking forward to tasting your delicacies this weekend, and we will speak again on Saturday. So we will see you then.
Thank you. See you soon. You. Have a nice afternoon. Bye.
You too.
That was Temple Talks Malta, episode 30. Stay tuned for more podcasts on Spotify. Follow Temple on our official social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our website, templemagazinesmalta.com, is constantly updated.